This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. For years, the Cleveland Browns have had a hard time attracting and keeping good players, but that could be changing. Three key players have agreed to contract extensions in the last year, including running back Nick Chubb, who on Monday signed a three-year, $36 million deal. Terry, the team no longer has a reputation of a dysfunctional organization.
Well, in the past, usually if the Browns hadn't signed a guy who was going to be a free agent by the start of the season, he would go through the regular season and he's out of there. And so it became half a joke among some NFL executives and agents that the Browns had to pay a tariff if they wanted to keep a free agent or bring a guy in. The tariff would be, in other words, like just you hear it on economics, you know, it's an extra charge. You weren't even going to pay the regular high free agent rate. You had to pay extra to convince the guy to go to this deplorable football situation. It wasn't just Cleveland, the city. It was the Browns.
Right.
In the year 2015, no reason to remember the 2015 season. They won like three games or something. They had the highest paid defense in the NFL. They paid the tariff to bring in guys who were like around 30 or older. They got their money. They look around and say, this is a mess. And they're not playing when that ankle hurts. In other words, they're just kind of taking the money. You can go to Cleveland and really get paid, and it's all you're going to get.
But really, the tide started to turn last year when defensive end Myles Garrett signed an extension, a five-year extension, $125 million. And that was a really big deal.
You know, he is one of the highest paid defensive players in the NFL, but he's not the highest. It would have been easy for Miles to say, I'm just going to play this thing out. Mm-hmm. Or some of these guys, you know, I'll just be so miserable that they'll have to trade me or something. And remember, Myles Garrett was drafted in 2017, whereupon they didn't win a game. And he saw three coaches in 3 years, three general managers in 3 years. So Garrett stayed, and then the Browns go 11-5.
Yeah, and then quietly in the middle of that season, running back Kareem Hunt signs a contract extension, and then attention came to what will Nick Chubb do when he enters free agency.
Nick Chubb is an elite running back. On the other side, Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta, who's their chief strategy officer, these are kind of analytics guys. Mm-hmm. Analytics, all the stuff tells you don't pay too much for running backs. They get hurt and they don't last long. Basically, they say don't pay more than $10 million a year for a running back. You don't want to do that. Then you could have, well, we're looking over here, the Nick Chubb camp, and we see this guy got $17 million a year over here, and this guy got $15 million a year over here. Meanwhile, Nick Chubb, who's been nothing but, well, Andrew Berry called him one of the pillars of the franchise since he got here, and they met in the middle at $12 million a year. We all would love to have that in our life. We met in the middle of $12 million a year. But seriously, the Browns paid more than they wanted, and I'm sure the agents took less than they wanted. Chubb was pushing for a deal to stay. He didn't want to play anywhere else. So in other words, the Browns' tariff seems to have kind of gone away.
A player who actually wanted to get this worked out?
Right. It's partially about money, but what I'm really going for here is the changing perception of the franchise in the eyes of the players and the agents that it's okay to play in Cleveland now because they actually are on the right direction.
That speaks volumes.
Well, last year, remember, it was just, there was all the pandemic hanging over it, but the Browns didn't have their usual drama. Mm-hmm. And since Paul DePodesta was given really control of the franchise, and he was the one that made Andrew Berry the general manager and Kevin Stefanski the coach, all those leaks and what Jimmy Haslam once called internal discord, I'm sure they have their disagreements, but that stuff stopped almost immediately, and it stayed stopped. And that gives the Browns a chance to be competitive and very good for the next few years.
What do you anticipate happening with quarterback Baker Mayfield, who has two more years on his contract?
Yes. I think he's going to sign an extension. And I think they're going to get something done, you know, maybe by the start of the season. But if not, he's got two more years and they could, you know, they can wait. Even if they just make the playoffs this year, you are now really shedding the label of the Browns tariff and the same old Browns. And you'll continue to be able to attract pretty good players to come here. And just as importantly, keep the good ones that you have.
That is a culture change for the Cleveland Browns. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.